Welcome back to Bubblegum Kim Podcast. My name is Kimberly Andress, and joining me today is Tiana Tuamo Haloa, Miss Nevada, USA 2019.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi, Tiana.
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy that
and talk you're with here. You, I guess.
Yeah.
We do this all the time, guys.
We're going to be talking about insecurities. I recently put a survey up on my Bubblegum Kim Podcast Instagram and, you know, ask my followers a few questions, and some participated. Unfortunately, others didn't. Shame on you. But yeah, we're going to be talking about that. I feel like insecurities are definitely something that people struggle with every day or have overcome a certain insecurity. And I think that we should shed light on that.
Yeah. What did you ask on your social media?
So the first question that I asked was, have you ever felt insecure? And I feel like this is pretty much a general question.
Have you ever felt insecure? Yeah.
I definitely have, and everyone who chose
does that say 100%?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, honest people in this world.
I know. And I feel like
that's good,
right? Because one, they're being 100% honest with themselves, and they're probably like over.
That's part of it.
Yes,
that really is part of it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt insecure?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think I felt the most insecure in relationships. It's like such a thing.
Oh my God, you're not the only one.
Yeah,
a lot of
and I hate that. Like, I honestly hate it because it shouldn't. I don't know. I just feel like it shouldn't be always because another person or of a man, but. Yeah, 100%.
I think that's normal, though.
At least that's that's where I can pull my insecure experiences from the most. Because, of course, like doing pageants, modeling, doing all kinds of stuff. You feel insecure. Just like, am I better than this person, or am I just as good as this person, or doing whatever? Do I look better, or, you know, just as good, or am I enough? Like all those questions. But
I think naturally, like, you just compare yourself to other people, and you ask yourself, like, am I doing a good job for another person?
I used to ask that question a lot, but not anymore.
Yeah.
I think it definitely takes maturity. I think, like, that's something you have to grow out of, because you have to realize, like, I think also with pageantry really helped me see, like, the different types of women that win.
Right.
And like they're just all so different. They do different things. One's an athlete. One's like a beauty, like an actual beauty queen. Like all she does is, you know, live in the beauty realm. And then others do none of that.
Yeah. Like,
they're just normal everyday girls who have 9 to 5. So I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me like love myself a little more and like appreciate what I have and what I've done. So that question I never really ask myself anymore, if I'm doing or if I'm just as good.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is true.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. It's 100% true, like what you said. And insecurities kind of come with maturity. Obviously, like when you are at a younger age and you're dealing with so many things and you're just like kind of discovering yourself.
Yeah.
Or trying to get to know yourself a little bit more. I think that's where insecurities kind of live on a little more. Because you truly don't know who you are yet. You're not as confident as you will be in the future.
Yeah.
So another question that I asked was, share time that you felt insecure. And I feel like the majority of people who decided to participate said it was either about their body or dating.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
And I mean, yeah, like that is exactly what it is. And it's so unfortunate that another person can make you feel insecure. What is it?
It's not them, unless it's like a bullying kind of situation. Uh-huh. But majority of the time when you have insecurities, that's something that it's all mental within you. Mm-hmm. Like there's like someone wrote on your thing, being with a group of people, I always feel like I don't fit in. Why don't you feel like you fit in with the group of people that you're choosing to surround yourself with? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's always like up to you to feel like what you fit in or not.
I think another one that you see a lot is about having stretch marks. And I think this is something that I hear about every single day.
That's so funny. I used to be insecure about that. I forgot I used to be insecure about that.
Really?
Yeah. From a young age, I grew fast. So so I had stretch marks in like 5th grade.
What?
Yeah. And then I started modeling, attempting. I was an aspiring model in like fifth or sixth grade. And I would always have to shoot in like bikinis because they needed those Polaroids. Yeah. And I would like all the time modeling agencies would always point out stretch marks. Either my body was way too athletic because I was an athlete or I had stretch marks.
But I wonder why that is.
I mean, in 2019, it's not a thing anymore. Right. Like, it's celebrated. But back in the day, stretch marks are like, it was a disgusting thing to have. Like,
or like any type of like bump, bruise, scratch.
Anything. Yeah.
Which is so weird. But because
I love my stretch marks now.
Right. And I feel like even with stretch marks, obviously, like, some people get it after or during their pregnancy. Some people get it if their body changes. And it's not something that can you can get rid of, kind of. I mean, without, like, laser or maybe some, like, some of those lotions don't even work.
Some stretch marks you can get rid of, but some you can't. Like, the ones I have are lighter, and you can't get rid of those. Like, that's just, like, if they're white.
Okay.
You can't get rid of those. If they're dark, you can.
Wait, what's the difference? Oh, I mean, I guess that works like
it's like the stretching of the skin and like it's like pulling pigment out of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Even like with laser, they say like the darker it can't
really. Yeah.
It's easier. Better. Yeah. And then dating, which I kind of feel like dating is
everyone has a story about how they felt insecure while dating whomever. But like my question is, why do we feel insecure? I'm like 27 dating. And it's like the things I feel insecure about are not even like what I used to feel insecure about even 2-3 years ago when I was dating.
I think
I don't really feel insecure anymore.
I mean, I know. I just
so I'm trying like to pull like I'm trying to think like of things that I'm actually really insecure about.
Don't hurt yourself.
Maybe. Well, no. I think like I said, I think as you get older, I think your insecurities also mature.
Right.
So I'm not insecure so much about if a guy likes me or not. I could care less.
Right.
Or what my body looks like. I'm more insecure about like where I am personally in life, like career wise. And like, have you ever been at a dinner with like so many like esteemed women and they're so accomplished and they're like, oh, I
do this and that.
Yeah. And I'm like, they're like, what do you do? I'm a cocktail waitress in Las Vegas. Oh, okay. How's that for you? Like I used to, that's the most recent thing that I think I felt insecure about because doing pageants, we meet so many women who are like going for their PhDs, who are in college. Like I didn't finish school.
Yeah.
And to tell people that I'm like, I'm a model. Like they're like, okay. They're like, okay, well, I'm a model. And they're like, well, you know, cool, big deal. We all are. And they're like, what else do you do? And I'm like, oh, well, I cocktail. And, you know, I don't know why I always felt insecure about that when I was always able to provide for myself, provide for my family, never had to depend on anyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I still made my own money. So it's like a weird insecurity to have, I think.
I think, honestly, you're not the only person that feels that way. I mean, like, I feel that way. And I'm always, like, asking myself, like, what am I going to do, like, after?
Yeah, when am I going to grow up?
Yeah, what am I going to do after becoming a cocktail server or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
However.
And it's not a negative thing. That's what I'm saying. It's all mental. Like,
right.
There's some women who are cocktailing who are, like, the most confident with their situation. They have 5 kids. They're married. And they lead, like, a normal life. Like, they don't care about that stuff. Because at the end of the day, we work to make money.
Right.
And what we're doing on a pageant realm and a pageant like platform, we're making a difference in our world and communities. So why should I feel insecure about this at all? It's like, I don't know. It's mental.
I think what it is just like, what am I going to do after? Because we all know that this is going to come to an end.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's where, I guess, like the insecurity kind of kicks in because that's how I feel sometimes.
That is my current insecurity. Yeah. Like, what is the next step?
What's the next step?
Yeah.
Okay, so next question is, does social media make you feel insecure? Which I can 100% say with confidence that everyone should have checked yes.
Wait, how many people, what's the percentage?
The percentage was
44% said no.
44% said no, which I feel like some of them were kind of lying because, you know what, I think it's just a natural thing that people are constantly comparing themselves to others, especially people that we see on social media and, but you know, the celebrities that we follow.
Is it as bad anymore as it used to be? Because for me, I actually did a full-on unfollow spree. I used to follow like 1,500 people.
Uh-huh.
I'm down to like 300.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm like, I don't want to see it.
Right.
Maybe maybe subconsciously you feel insecure and you're like, uh-huh. I don't want to see you jet setting and like going on vacay.
No, I totally agree with you. I did that once too. However, I unfollowed a bunch of celebrities that knew were not going to follow me back.
Yeah, because I'm like, I can't, I don't know. Do you feel insecure? I don't know. Do you, or do you compare yourself to people on online? Even though you know, like it's a thing that people only post their like really truly happy moments.
Right. Not, I would say not anymore. And I'm going to say, okay, not really online. However, when I was younger, I would compare myself to girls in magazines, which I kind of feel like is similar. We just, that's the access that I had when I was
That was our social media, guys.
Yeah. Isn't that so
weird? When were you born? What year?
I forgot. 1992.
Okay. Yeah. We only had magazines back in the day.
So that's what I was like comparing myself. Mm-hmm. Those were the girls that I was comparing myself to, like.
Yeah, I for sure did. Like, I'm mixed. I'm Black, Samoan, and Japanese. My hair texture is completely different. So when I would see pretty girls on magazines, I'm like, wow, their hair, their makeup, like, their skin, everything. Yeah. Like, that's what I would compare myself to.
And was there, like, a certain, like, feature of the person that you would compare yourself or, like, wish you had? For me, it was, like, eyebrows. I know. How weird is that? That's so random. I know. Well, because at the time that I was, like, comparing myself to these girls in the magazines, I had a unibrow.
Oh, you couldn't just pluck it?
Well, no, because I wasn't allowed to. I wasn't allowed to, like, wax my eyebrows, shave my legs, shave my arms, or do any of that until I was,
to see a photo.
15.
Which what? You had a unibrow till 15 years old?
Like, my mom would not allow that at all.
Your mom is so rude.
Isn't that, like, not cool?
15 is a little old.
I will show you photos. Like, my eyebrows were like.
She has the best eyebrows too, guys. Like, she has the best eyebrows.
Yeah, because I compared myself to all the girls in the magazine.
She knows exactly the art she wants.
And the funny part about that is that when my mom took me to go get my eyebrows waxed, she made me pick out an eyebrow from a magazine. So do you see, like, I think for me, it was like, I was comparing myself to these girls in the magazine because.
Is it comparing or you just know what you like? Like, when you see something.
I really wanted to have this girl's eyebrow and it didn't work because I got my eyebrows waxed at like a nail salon. So.
Was it botched?
Oh, yeah.
Like, back in the day. I mean,
they were like,
they're like A plus nowadays in these salons. But like back in the day, I can't imagine getting anything other than my nails done at a nail salon.
Yeah. And now you can get like your lashes done.
Full on get microblading done. Are you joking?
I just do so much. I don't know how to trust that though. Mm-mm. No. But yeah. So
I was always insecure about being skinny. And it was not until I went to high school, like late in high school, like senior year, my body didn't start really like taking shape.
Okay. Wait, what do you mean by that? Like your curves didn't come in and really?
Yeah, because so I played volleyball all throughout high school and you would think that would help. Like I just had a really super athletic and fit body. Like I was the best shape of my life ever. But like guys at school would always say like, what butt? Like what hips? Like, and I would actually do, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I would actually like, do you know what a switch is when you walk?
No.
Oh my God.
Just like sway your hips?
Yeah, but like hardcore. Like
you'll have to get show me an example.
Oh my God. I remember I was doing it across the quad, like across the courtyard before, like probably in the middle of lunch or something. And I just remember this guy yelling out. He's like, stop switching so hard. And I'm all, oh my God. I thought I was being so cute. And like the cutest guy in high school who's a senior. And he was like telling me to stop walking the way I was walking because I was doing the most.
But did it feel like you were doing the most?
Yes, it looked like and felt like I was doing the most. And I thought I was being cute and I wasn't.
I guess it's just like a little bit more difficult for like a skinnier girl to sway their hips really hard because you can see them sway. Versus like
you can see where the effort's being put. Yeah. It's like bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get you. Like,
So even like piggybacking off of that, like when someone criticizes you, I think whenever someone criticized me, I always took it as like a, all right, I'm never going to do that again. Let me just like what I have. Like, I don't need to feel bad about it. I'm just like, let me own this. So I think that's when it started for me is like when I started getting critiqued.
Yeah. Which is so funny that you say that. Like, I love being critiqued.
I do too.
I love
honesty. Like,
me too.
harsh sometimes. I don't mind it.
Oh my God. No, I love it. Like, I want
prefer
you to tell me
yeah
what I'm doing and how I can improve. However, like, some people take that in like
a, I think it's either way. You can own it yeah. or you take it to heart and take it super personally.
How do we get people to own it? What message would you give someone to be like, love yourself, like, don't let your insecurity over
it's
you.
Hard because I think it's just about how every individual is different, because I think it's just about how that specific person sees themselves and sees how they fit into the world. So say, like, for example, if you're in the popular group, all the girls are pretty.
Right.
And pretty, being pretty is like up to everyone else's discretion. Just saying, like, pretty girls, right? And you feel like, oh, your style's not as cute as theirs, or, you know, you don't have enough money to get your hair and nails in all the time. So you kind of always have like the, you know, janky nails and like the secondhand clothes and whatever. It's kind of hard for someone to, I think it all depends on if how you feel like if you fit in.
Right.
Insecurities, like you said, it's based a lot on body and looks and like relationships. So right. Especially like for young girls, I feel like however they see their own bodies fit into their surroundings.
Right, with the people that you hang out with. Yeah, I like, guess like that.
You know what I mean? Like if yeah. every girl, just for instance, if every girl is like super fit and they're like cheerleaders, but you're like the one football player, mm-hmm. female. So your body is going to be a little bit different than all those girls. Like, you either own it or you don't.
You necessarily don't need to fit in to love who you are.
Yeah.
And just to own.
It's so hard to go back and really think about those emotions because I'm so past it at this point. But mm-hmm. I know I struggled with it because I was never in a certain clique. So I never identified with like the popular kids or the, you know, pretty girls or the choir girls or, you know. But I was raised with a lot of adults around me. Uh-huh. And I think I learned early and it was instilled in me what really matters in life.
Yeah.
So my body was never talked about in my household. My hair, my looks, my, you know, was never talked about. It was all internal stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
I think for me, it was like opposite. Me like being skinny and like my body was like such a huge topic, like growing up, like in school, out of school, at home, how like my mom would always be like, you need to eat. And it's like, you're giving me food to eat.
So, well, like, I grew up in a really funny family. Like,
yeah,
I think that's that was my blessing because I never really struggled hardcore with insecurities because my family always made things a joke.
Yeah.
So I just always thought things were funny. So if someone made fun of me at school, it's like so easy to laugh off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't just laugh things off. They take it to heart. So. Mm-hmm.
I think with me, it was, like, a certain extent. Like, I knew I was, like, insecure about my body. Like, I was insecure about, like,
were you the confident eyebrows. Girl in school, though?
But I was. Like, you were.
Yeah.
I was. Only because growing up, it's, like, I would watch, like, America's Next Top Model.
Oh, my God. Me, Tyra, too.
She would always, like, talk about, like, taking constructive criticism and, like, not taking it in a negative way.
Yeah, so I think it's like whatever you hear around mm-hmm. you. Like I always resonated with like talk shows because I like. Yes,
that's like exactly.
I like what I like to know the ins and outs of things mm-hmm. and how, you know. So like America's Next Top Model, she would always say, don't take all these constructive criticisms personally. Like this is yeah. just for your job. So like I feel like that always resonated with me.
Same here. And like that's why like I never really
took it too seriously.
Too serious. However, yeah. whenever my mom would say it or like whenever someone close to me would say something like that about like my body, like I would obviously like take it to heart because it kind of hurt, you
really?
Know? Yeah. It's just like they're not the people that should be saying these things. Like, or you would think like these are not the people that should be saying these things. These are the people who should be embracing.
Yeah.
And you know what? Some people are struggling with that.
I know. I know.
Some people may be struggling with that. The people that they are surrounding themselves with.
And there's different levels of intensity that they deal with.
Yeah.
So I can't even begin to give someone advice sometimes, I feel like, because I'm like, I don't know how to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, it's all on you
mm-hmm.
and how you take it. You either own yourself and what you look like or you don't. You either choose to be happy or you don't. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I feel like a lot of that has to do with, like, society, kind of.
Yeah.
You know? Because at the end of the day, society is always telling us, especially women, like, what we can and can't do. Even though we know we can do it.
Yeah.
There's still, like, this voice inside of our head that's saying, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
you can't.
And it's not that I don't have them. I just choose to like not focus on.
Yeah. No. And that, you've so I'm just grown, trying to. Yeah. You've grown up so much. Like you've matured. And yeah. Like we've said, like insecurities really.
You know what I remember mature. Being really insecure about? So I'm mixed. I'm Samoan, Black and Japanese, mm-hmm. but I was raised super Samoan, like very strong culture from when I was born until now. And I don't speak Samoan fluently. I have never lived in Samoa. Like my cousins and my brothers were born there. I was never raised there. But we went to Samoan churches and this and that. And I always remember when I was younger looking different than the other girls because I was skinnier and mm-hmm. my skin was darker because I'm mixed. And those girls would always make me feel bad because they're like, I would do dances.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to dance. Like I said, my switches, I didn't know how to move my skinny little hips. And I'm not around it 24/7. So I remember girls just always saying to me, they're like, you're so dark and you don't know how to dance Samoan. And they would talk about me in Samoan. So my mom always made sure to instill in me that I'm still bomb. Even when people say I'm not, like, it's just all so mental. Like if you guys are struggling with insecurities, I really feel like it's just like, you got to be your own, like take this to heart. You have to be your biggest fan.
Right.
Regardless if your mom is telling you stuff, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, best friends, at the end of the day, none of what they say makes, like, it doesn't make the difference. It's like what you think about yourself.
Yeah.
And guarantee if someone's struggling with like body and like their looks, guarantee whoever you look up to had their days where they felt like the outcast mm-hmm. or they didn't look the way they wanted to look. So just know it gets better. Like it really does get better.
It really gets better. And then like once you start, like honestly, once you start getting to know yourself yeah. and like you become more confident. And your like if you're looking, if you're literally like mm-hmm. just disappear.
If you're looking on social media to compare yourself, that's fine. But look on social media to like find what you like right. for you. Oh, like I like this eyebrow. So one day I'm gonna do my eyebrows like this. Like don't make it such like a.
One day I'm gonna have two eyebrows.
Yeah, one day instead of one. Don't make it such a thing where you're like, I will never look like this person, or I'll never do these things, because you will, as long as you're like allowing yourself to do it. So just look at it like, I aspire to be just as cool as she is, you know, yeah. in my own way, or look just, you know, as stylish as that person, but in my own way. I don't think it should ever be like a comparison thing.
I don't think it should ever be a comparison thing, because at the end of the day, you are never going to be the exact same person
never.
As that person
you're. And that's like real talk. To. Like, I yeah. know it sounds like such a cliche, like there's only one version of you. Like they're legit really is.
Yeah.
really is. I wish I can find a man to date who's exactly like me, but there's only one of me, so it's never gonna happen.
It's never gonna happen. However, it's like
kind of, because I feel like
me, opposites attract, right?
Well, yeah. No, not really, because even like with my friends, like we all have the same type of personality, and like mm-hmm. we all value the same things at the end of the day. But you guys are everyone just has their differences, and that's what makes me love my friends. All yeah. my girlfriends are all so different in like their own way. So don't be ashamed if you have like.
If you're dealing with something, or if you're insecure about your body, especially, I think that when it comes to who you are and what your physical is, remember that beauty will always be in the eye of the beholder, really, and that though. You should really embrace your own uniqueness.
It's so much easier, I think, nowadays, especially.
Yeah.
Everything's so open and accepting and like understanding.
Well,
like,
to a certain society. Extent.
To a certain extent. Right. But back in the day, like there was no room to talk about like. Differences.
Yeah,
you had to look like one way.
Mm-hmm. which is nice that we are getting closer to embracing every single individual.
I mean, we do pageants, we see it all the time. Yeah. There's so many different girls who compete, and sometimes the girl that you like underestimate is the most confident. Like it's my favorite thing to see, because I feed off of that.
Yeah.
So
no, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, another question was, who do you think are more insecure, men or women? And who do you think are more insecure? I think the percentage was, obviously, everyone voted women. It was 68% women, 32% men.
I want to say women, only because as a woman, I know what we deal with. Mm-hmm. But I think my experience with this kind of stuff is a little bit different, because I grew up with three brothers, and okay. I was treated as one of the other brothers.
Okay.
So, like I said, my insecurities really fall from, or really, really are more evident when I'm in a relationship. Like, I don't know I'm insecure until I'm dating. It's weird.
That is really weird.
It's really strange. Like, I don't know that something bothers me until he does it.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe, I don't know, if I had to choose.
You have to choose.
Women.
Yeah. I mean,
men have it easier.
Men do, because they're not being told what they need to do or like what they should look like every single day, or that their body isn't good enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where women are literally being told, you can't do this because you're a woman.
I would love to get a guy on your podcast to actually like give his perspective.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a man. I don't know. I don't know what they deal with, but I think men deal with their egos more than girls do.
Mm-hmm.
Women do. So whatever that brings along with it, I don't know. I don't know. What like do you think Raul is insecure about?
I don't know.
Because here's the thing. If you were to ask your boyfriend,
yeah.
if Kimberly were to ask Raul, babe, what am I insecure about? He can probably name like 5 things just based off of what he sees. Because I think as women, we're a lot more open with it.
Yeah.
Guys are way more internal with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to text him and I'm going to ask him. What
name he 3 thinks. Things.
Yeah, okay.
3 to 5 things if you can. Like if I ask my boyfriend that, he can easily on like 2 hands probably in his opinion.
He'd use 10 fingers.
Well, in his opinion, what he thinks I'm insecure about, because guys see things so differently than we do. Sometimes we're just talking. We're not complaining or mm-hmm. like critiquing. We're just talking.
I'm like really nervous to see what Raul would say.
Tell him to be serious and actually answer it.
I'm pretty sure he will.
I don't know. Is it a thing where, like, say, like, as a woman, do you think we subconsciously are insecure about certain things that we don't realize we're putting off that energy? Like, you know, have you ever been in, like, a girl group and you're, like, all these confident girls, right? But then you see one girl who's just doing the most, but she doesn't realize she's doing the most.
Because
mm-hmm. sometimes when you feel uncomfortable or insecure,
you start being extra.
Extra.
Yeah. Or you just start being a little bit more louder. You start talking over people.
That's what I want to know is like everyone else's.
I never understood that though. Why people do that in group setting.
Well, I think social anxiety comes 2 ways. It's either you are very meek or you're very loud.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes you feel uncomfortable to be around different people. So the way you like get over that anxiety is to just be extra.
Yeah.
And I think that goes for when you're on stage. You're not allowed to be nervous on stage.
No.
You have to bring it, you know, so it's the same thing. That's how I understand it.
Yeah.
That's like how I.
While we wait for Raul, going on to the next question that I asked is, do you feel that you are worthy? 93% said yes. 7% said no.
Oh, the 7%, y'all are some honest people. Okay. 93% of your followers feel worthy. And I'm not saying they're liars. It's just like,
I feel
it took me a long time to really understand what worth was anyways.
It took me a while to understand what worth was, or my own.
My own. Yeah. Yeah. Was. My own.
So mm-hmm. for me, I feel like I would have answered that.
I mean, now, right now, I would say yes.
Right now, I would say yes. And I think that's where they all hit yes, because it's like where they are.
They're
right
like, yeah,
now.
I am. Yeah, of course I am. Yeah. I know what I deserve. But like, no, truly, if you really think about that question and be honest with yourself.
Do you feel like you are worthy?
It's so strange, because I really felt like I feel like a lot of women are like this, that you figure out your worth when you're in a relationship. Like, that's kind of how I figured mine out, because my mom always raised me to teach people how to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so much easier when you're in a group setting of friends, and when you're amongst peers and like other girls in competition, it's so much easier to like step up and be more confident and like, yeah, I'm worthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in a relationship, it's a little bit different, because there's a lot of compromising, and like you're figuring out what to give most of yourself or what not to give a lot of, and you know, if someone's treating you wrong or not doing something that you like or enough of something.
I think for me, only because it's like I never really dated. My longest relationship has been with Raul.
My longest relationship has been now.
Now. And I mean, like.
How long?
We've been together for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And Raul has always been my cheerleader.
I love Raul.
Me too.
You lucked out.
I really did.
You lucked out.
He's never made me feel like I was not worthy. Yeah. You know? So I think my worthiness, or when I felt like I wasn't worthy, was while I was competing for Miss Nevada.
Okay, so we're opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, because obviously I was competing against like a ton of other girls. Like, I was constantly comparing myself.
And you've tried a million,
yes,
trillion times.
So this will be my 8th year competing for Miss Nevada.
Yeah.
However, it stopped for me, I think, once I understood that I was actually worthy, was, I guess, like, 3 years ago.
What did that look like to you?
What do you mean?
Like, 3 years ago, you figured it out.
I figured it out. I just figured, like, how am I going to be a role model if I'm constantly comparing myself to others? Like, what message am I going to give?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's where it stopped for me, where I was like, you know what? Like, this is who I am. I love who I am, and I mm-hmm. want other people to love who they are as well.
Yeah.
So that's when it stopped for me, when I stopped comparing myself to other people, and that's when I started to, you know, discover my self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's, like, different for everyone, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so Raul replied to me. He said,
wait, what did you ask him?
I said, name 3 things that I'm insecure about. And he said,
let me see.
He said, my butt, my skin, and being called mean. And I kind of feel like he's lying about, like, my butt, because I really don't care about having, like, a big butt. Like, I'm tiny. Like, I'm not going to have a big butt.
Yeah. No, I think you're so confident with, when I look at you, I don't think tiny. I really don't. Like, that's not what I see, because I'm so focused on your personality.
I'm, like, honestly really offended about him saying that I'm insecure about my butt.
Do you feel insecure about him saying you're insecure?
Yeah.
About your butt?
Actually. I feel very insecure now. I'm just
kidding. I'm saying that's from his point of view. Yeah, so that's why, like, I'm like, it's very interesting to see, because You don't realize you're putting off those vibes.
Uh-huh.
Until someone calls you out or tells you.
What? I replied saying, my butt. He was like, you're always asking me how it looks, LOL. But not, like, in a
baby,
way.
Baby, how's my butt look? What do you mean? Of course I'm asking you how my butt looks.
Not in a way that I feel insecure about it. Just in a way that.
But you see,
like,
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how he takes it. It's so strange. It is. People's perspectives are so strange. And that's also another good note, major key, is that's why it's so important to own who you are. Because
right.
people are going to perceive you however they want to
perceive you.
Yeah. Regardless of if you're not even putting off what they're saying. You, like, literally just got to own it. Like.
That's what it is.
Do you know how many times people tell me I have a bitch face? Until you get to know me. I don't know how many times people have said to me, oh my God, you're a lot nicer than I thought you were going to be. And I'm like, oh.
How does that make you feel though?
But I'm like, I'm always smiling. I'm like the goofiest person in the room.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It doesn't make me feel like anything. I'm just like.
That to me doesn't make any sense, only because obviously, like, I know you, and I've never gotten that from you.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm like, if you want me to be mean, I'll be mean, but I'm not, like, that's not who I am.
No, I know.
Yeah, but I think that's honestly, if you know how to do your makeup good and you look good all the time and you're doing this and that, of course I think people are gonna think you're, like, stuck up.
Yeah.
Or I get that a lot. It's like, oh, you're stuck up, like, whatever.
Do you ever ask why?
Like, I do.
Oh, why do you,
like, I laugh it off. I'm like, oh my God, why? And they're just like, I don't know, just like the way you look. And I'm like, well, I took time to look the way I look, so I don't know what I'm doing to look stuck up.
Isn't that kind of sad, though? It's like, obviously, I mean, what it is that people always go back to, well, this is what you look like.
Like, I don't know if maybe that is something I actually kind of take to heart, because a lot of my girlfriends who I'm super close with, that was never their initial opinion of me.
Never.
Like, I'm not friends with people, I'm not close to friends that initially thought, like, oh, she's kind of stuck up. Like, mm-hmm. she, you know, I don't know what that, like, I feel like if you're making that opinion about someone, that's something within you that mm-hmm. you feel like she's stuck up.
But a lot of people base that off of what they
look like
and how their makeup looks like and what they're wearing at the time, which is, like, so unfortunate, because honestly, at the end of the day,
what does a crop top have to do with my attitude? I don't understand.
Exactly. Or what does your contour have to do with your attitude?
Maybe you guys caught me mid-joke and I'm, like, giving attitude to someone. Because, you know, with Kimberly, like, our sense of humor is the same. So we're always just, like, fake yelling at each other. So maybe you caught me in that and thought it was serious. I don't know.
Yeah, but even when that's happening, it's like you're laughing and smiling throughout.
I honestly, maybe the straightforwardness
I don't know.
I mean, I don't care enough to try to understand it, but I think I do take that to heart because I'm like, what? Because I wear my hair in a high pony, you think I'm like...
Your eyebrows a little bit more raised.
Yeah.
No, that's... It is really...
But anyways, though, like, yeah. Perception is like... That's why you really should just own who you are because perception is everything.
Right.
Like, really just get to know that person if they turn out to be stuck up or if they turn out to be the mean girl or...
And just...
Or the nice girl.
Don't talk to them
Go
anymore.
With it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so next question was, what do you love most about yourself? Which a lot of people...
Now, is this anything?
This is anything.
Okay. Some people said, I know that my heart is pure and I think that matters more than appearance.
Which I loved.
Yeah.
Because honestly, at the end of the day, that's what beauty really is.
Yeah.
Is what your heart looks like.
For sure. Yeah. I always say it's like how you treat people.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on like a... Well, no, you haven't been on a date.
Well, ask me the question.
Okay. Well, I know the answer. Have you ever been on a date where you like go out with a guy and then you see how he treats like... The waiters?
Never.
And they're rude?
No.
Like, that's how you know someone's, like,
they have an ugly.
And, like, yeah. And, like, you can be, like, the hottest, most beautiful person in the world outwardly. But, like, the way you treat other people is, like, just gross.
Yeah.
And, like, you immediately just become not attracted.
Yeah. To that person.
Or attractive. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, honestly, beauty, and it sounds so cliche, but beauty really...
Guys, these cliches, they're cliches for a reason. They keep getting said for a reason. So... It's like some serious stuff. Someone said my personality, enjoying the happiness I can give to others. I love that.
Which I'm really happy that people replied with these things because I think that they, I think with them saying that, they're acknowledging who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they acknowledge that they love.
Well, they're seeing more within than outwardly.
They love themselves.
What would you say yours is?
What was the question? What do you love most about yourself? I would have to say my heart. I feel like I treat people with respect.
No, you do?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. She really is one of the best people ever.
I feel like I don't really like judge a person, obviously, until I get to know them and to see if like they're a best fit for my life. And yeah. Like, you know, yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's like, we're not all going to be compatible with each other.
Isn't that wild? I sometimes feel like that's so sad.
It is sad.
I hate when you find out someone's not compatible for you.
However, I'm like, I mean, I feel like, but you kind of need that in your life to like get to know yourself a little bit more and get to know like your own
Exactly. Self-worth. That's how you get to know yourself. And that's how you figure out what you feel like is worthy enough of you is your life experiences.
Yeah. And I do want to add is that if you come across a person that you absolutely love, however you know that you're not compatible with, whether it's a relationship or just like a friendship, like that's okay. Like it's okay to not be compatible with them and to acknowledge that like you don't need this person in your life and to just like
I'm the complete
let
opposite.
Go.
No,
you know, instead of like trying to hold that negative energy on because it's like if you continue having this person that you're not compatible in with in your life, it's like it's just going to bring so much negative
more
energy
tension
in your life, you know, and it's going to really bring the ugly out of you.
But how do you love someone and figure out you're not compatible?
I think you just know. It's like, honestly, like energy is such like a huge thing and like you feel.
Actually, I guess energy, that's true because I'm thinking, you know, of some friends that I'm like, oh, I haven't talked to them for a couple years.
And maybe there's
but
reason.
I love them. Like, yeah. I love their personalities. I love them. Yeah. Hmm.
However, it's like sometimes like you do need to go through that trial and error to figure out who you are and your own self-worth and
yeah
and it's okay, like you just don't connect with other people like some people, like I
that's
know
something
I
that's something as
some
an adult
people.
I actually finally learned, like, yeah. I would hold on a little too long,
mm-hmm.
just because I'm like, no, I saw everything so black and white, it's
like
okay, I love
fix
some
things.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's how I think as an adult now,
as an adult. Still figuring it out, guys.
And the next question was, what makes you beautiful? A lot of people said their heart, enjoying the happiness.
Oh my God. Who said nothing in all caps? You guys. My lashes and ethnicity. Okay.
When I asked this question, I was hoping people would respond with their physical. Like what makes them beautiful? Obviously, I know, like, beauty comes from within, but I really wanted people to, like, talk about what they look like.
Didn't you ask that?
I did. Yeah. So that's why I asked, what do you love most about your physical appearance? And I asked this question because I feel that people don't really talk about what they love about their physical appearance as much as they should. When comparing themselves to others. That's why I'm
like, oh, that girl's pretty. That girl's eyebrows are pretty. That girl's hair is pretty.
But they never say,
oh, Kimberly, I love your eyebrows. And then you're like, oh, yeah, thanks. You know what I mean? You know?
There's always like, oh, my God, really? No, they're not. It's never like, oh, my God, thank you. I love them, too.
Yeah.
You know? So that is one of the reasons why I really wanted to ask what they love about their physical appearance. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a ton of people said their teeth, their hair. Nothing.
Yeah.
Which made me sad.
I hope she's kidding.
I'm sure she is.
Okay.
Their cheeks. I love this. Dark skin.
Yes, girl. Melanin. Yes.
Yes. Which I like. I really love. And their smile.
It's so funny because sometimes, you know, like before you go out, you're like looking at yourself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, this is acceptable for me to step outside.
I look good. But it's never but like. But then
if you ask someone like, oh, what do you like about your look tonight?
Uh-huh.
They're like, I mean, you know, it's so weird. Like, it's okay to say, like, I did my hair today. Like, mm-hmm. I like the way it's falling. I like the way this nose looks snatched today. And I like the way my butt looks in these pants, you know? Like, it's okay to say that.
It's okay. And I think that's what people need to start acknowledging more about themselves is saying, like, I love this about myself. Because I think, like, once you start saying, like, what you love, about yourself, like, I love my eyebrows, like, I love
it's kind of like an affirmation, like, when you're talking
and
to yourself.
Then you start to feel less insecure and you start to love who you are. You're going to be more confident. You're going to, like,
you know what I always what I always like despise is when you're sitting amongst people and they're like talking about another person and they're like, oh, that girl thinks she's all that because she looks like that. Like, she looks good, but she looks like she just thinks she's all that. I'm like, she should. Like, that's not a negative thing. Yeah, she knows she looks bomb. Like, I love when people know they look good.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I mean, I'm very humble and like, I probably should work on that part. Like, oh, I like what I look like, you know, like outwardly, like out loud. But I like when someone, like, you can just tell they love the way they look.
No, me too.
It makes me so happy.
It makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good and makes me like me. I'm like, oh, okay, this is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that.
You do that. You're good with that.
With what?
Saying, like, you like the way you look.
I guess, like, I struggled with insecurities, obviously. And I think that once I started to acknowledge.
Once you figured out that it's okay.
It's okay to look like myself. It's okay to be tiny.
Don't let
it's
people. Okay to have, like, yeah, don't big let people eyebrows. Tell you, oh, you're just so self-absorbed. That's not it at all.
No, not at all. Like, this is the way that I learned to love who I am and to be confident within myself. So funny that. A lot of people say that they love my cheeks because, like, they're so high.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, I would always, like, try to push my cheeks in my
face. Oh, my gosh, you're crazy.
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't until I started to realize, like, people would get, like, cheek fillers.
Yeah.
For me to be like, oh, I love my cheeks now.
Yeah, actually, that's so funny because I'm allergic to everything. And as when I was growing up, I didn't realize what I was allergic to. So I would eat something and it would, like, make my lips bigger.
Oh, my God.
And I actually just started getting comfortable with my looks, like, in college. So I ate something that I was really allergic to, and I sent a photo of it to my girlfriend, and I'm like, my lips are so big. And she's like, Tiana, people literally pay to have lips like that. Like, they look really good. And after, I mean, of course, like, the swelling went down, and I'm like, now one of my favorite attributes on my face
are
my lips.
Yeah.
I really do like them.
I mean, they are pretty, and it's true. Like, people do pay.
Well, that's my point. Like, my point to that was, anytime you feel insecure about anything, like, just like the cheek thing, you're like, oh, people pay to get these? Like, okay.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I'm doing, like, something's right here, you know? Or your hair, anything like that.
Just, like, honestly embrace what you have.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what we've been trying to get to and saying, like, throughout this entire podcast is to embrace.
Just own it.
What you have. Okay, last question is, have you ever felt as if you're not enough? I guess that falls back into,
I think I are fall, you worthy? Well, I kind of.
Yeah.
But I think I feel like that sometimes often, actually.
Like, you're never enough.
Because I think worthy and thinking you're enough are two different things. Worthy is like, I know I deserve that.
Yeah.
Like, I know I deserve that promotion kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're not getting the promotion, you're like,
Well, am I good
Why
enough?
Am I not enough? Yeah. Am I, like, what am I doing wrong? And sometimes you're not doing anything wrong. It's just, like, not your time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pageantry definitely taught me that.
Pageantry definitely taught me that, too.
Mind you, guys, like, it took me, I mean, I know Kimberly's been doing this, but it took me as well, like, 3 times just mm-hmm. to even get it. And even then, I was like, am I enough for this? Like, I remember struggling with it, too. So, I don't know.
I think when you're constantly, like, trying to climb a mountain, I guess I'll use that as a metaphor, and you're constantly falling, and at one point you're just like, well, am I enough? Like, can I get there? I think at the end of the day, you need to, like, be confident within yourself and just, like, to believe in yourself and know that you can get to the top of that mountain. You just have to continue to, like, push forward.
But you also have to know, that's what I was going to say, is I think it also has to do with timing.
Yeah.
You'll get to the top of the mountain. Just sometimes you're going to have a couple more struggles than mm-hmm. the next others. Person. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that person's not struggling with other things as well. You mm-hmm. know? So.
I think people struggle with certain things, especially insecurities, like, in different ways. Mm-hmm. Some people just don't really put that much or shed that much light on their insecurities, where others are just like, all they do is think about what they're insecure. A little bit more internal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think as long as you continue to push forth and love who you are, embrace who you are and, you know, what you have to offer.
And work on it every day. It's not something that will happen overnight. Like, if you feel like you're not worthy or enough, or you don't fit in, or whatever, just owning who you are, it takes time. Like, I'm about to be 27. It took me a long time.
Yeah.
To figure out, like, I don't need to fit in. I just need to do what I like to do. I just need to be a good person, keep a really good, tight circle of genuine people around me. And in God's timing, everything will be the way it's supposed to be.
Everything will literally fall into place.
Yeah. Once you take these cliches seriously, you guys.
It's true.
They're really, like, some, like, deep stuff. Like, it's all so true.
Mm-hmm. And you'll realize once you get there.
But you know what's so crazy? Actually, I was having this conversation with my little brother. He's 24, 25. And I had wrote a caption. It was something about loving yourself. And he was like, I was like, do you love yourself? And he was like, I hate when people say that because they're just, like, so self-absorbed and, like, what do you mean you love yourself? Like, I'm like, no, you're taking it wrong. Like, I feel like a lot of people do take it wrong. Not understand, like, self-love because they think it's being selfish. Mm-hmm. And I think there's different types of selfishness. It's okay to love yourself. It's okay to say I'm beautiful or I'm smart or, you know, I did this really good and I'm enough. It's okay. It's not, like, a self-absorbed thing.
No. And I think that more people need to start saying, like,
because I bet you if your girlfriend or your boyfriend are telling you it, you're going to accept it 100%. So why can't you tell it to yourself?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, a good affirmation that a lot of people need to start their day off with. Mm-hmm. It's, like, just look at yourself in the mirror and name a few things that you love about yourself, whether it be your physical or who you are as a person.
Or even if you're laying in bed, like, mm-hmm. sometimes I wake up early in the morning, I'm like, I know I'm not feeling it today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, girl, get up. You're going to have a good day. It's fine. Just get up, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people need in their lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Tiana Tua Mo Heloa. I just love saying her last name.
Yes.
Because I just learned how to say it correctly today.
A shame. Shame. Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me today. Did you want to let my listeners know where they can find you on social media?
Sure. It's a lot of letters, but at Tiana Tuamohiloa. So at T-I-A-N-N-A. And just type in T-U-A. It should pop up. If not, find me on Kimberly's page. I'm there.
Yeah. So thank you again for joining me today.
Of course.
If you like today's podcast, don't forget to like and rate. And stay tuned for next week's episode.